this is a moment for the takeaway to say congratulations to the new U.S. Army's Soldier of the Year for 2009, Army Specialist Clancy Henderson. Good morning, Clancy.
Good morning.
I had never heard of the Soldier of the Year competition, so maybe you can explain exactly what you have to do to win the title Soldier of the Year. This is not a battlefield honor.
No, it's actually something that's kind of new. I think this was the 8th annual competition, and what happens is you go through actually a series of competitions to get up to the last one, kind of like a Super Bowl or playoff type deal. And they assess you on the different skill sets a soldier's expected to have, things like marksmanship or general knowledge of things that you do with in the Army, like your weapon systems and vehicles and things of that nature.
You have about 24 people or so, 24, 25 people competing in this final competition.
That's right.
Yet you have competitions in navigation. You have to do pull-ups in full armor?
Oh, yeah. There were a number of events, hand-to-hand combat. The land navigation was very interesting because we had to learn a little bit of Arabic to navigate the course as well.
And, you know, this is an interesting program, Clancy. And for people who aren't familiar with the military, a specialist is what rank, really? Where you're between what and what?
I'm between private first class and sergeant. And actually, I just got promoted back in October to sergeant. So.
And congratulations to you. And I guess a specialist would be what we used to call a corporal, right?
That's correct.
In the old days, my old days. You know, the Army has had to deal with morale issues throughout the tours of duty in Afghanistan and in Iraq. I'm wondering if having a program called Soldier of the Year is an attempt to kind of preemptively boost the morale of troops on the home front, anticipating deployments in places like Afghanistan and Iraq. Clancy?
Not only that, but I would say that it encourages us as soldiers to take a little personal initiative and put a little bit more time into training. You know, and develop ourselves, you know, mentally and physically and emotionally as well, to be able to handle the rigors that we would face over there.
Did you have I mean, you're talking about this particular thing as the playoffs to the final Super Bowl competition. So what went on before the Army chose this these 24 or 25 people? Were there smaller competitions going on maybe within your unit? Were people rooting for you?
Absolutely. You start out at the lowest level, which is at the company level, and you have to compete all the way and win every time to get up to the Department of the Army. I think I went through a total of 8 competitions.
8 times you had to do these particular contests?
That's right.
Now, have you been deployed either to Iraq or Afghanistan?
I have not. I spent a year in Korea, and actually early next year I'll be going to Iraq.
Now, are you worried that once you get into Baghdad and are on patrol, that the fact that you're, like, Soldier of the Year with the way that they, you know, can bust your chops over there, that that's going to be a liability?
I wouldn't think so. I know my command has confidence in me and the other soldiers that I work with, and I wouldn't think it would be an issue at all.
You've been in the Army for 2 years?
Yep.
And how long do you plan to remain in the services?
Until I die.
And you're going to...
Hopefully it's not anytime soon.
Careful what you wish
exactly.
for, pal.
And so tell me, besides this title, Soldier of the Year, what else do you walk away with?
Well, there's a lot to, you know, glean from the experience. Obviously, I have a lot of interaction with the senior Army leaders and a number of outstanding individuals that I met and was able to compete with.
But come on, you're Soldier of the Year, but do you get any extra leave? do you get a special gold-plated hat?
They do hand out a few prizes. they gave me my own AR-15, a couple of rifles, actually. You know, you get some gift certificates, and there's actually a lot of sponsors that participate and, you know, make it worthwhile for the competitors that go through a lot in order to get here and to win.
Well, Specialist, I guess I should call you Sergeant now. Clancy Henderson, you are the 2009 Soldier of the Year. Let's go out here on something maybe a little bit more serious. You spoke a moment ago that this is a part of an overall program in the Army, and Celeste and I have talked about this on the program a lot, of making sure that morale is boosted and that the Army is preemptively dealing with some of the issues. We've reported on this program the spiking suicide rate of returning soldiers, the PTSD issues. How do you, as a soldier, as somebody, you know, anticipating deployment, prepare for dealing with those kinds of things?
That's actually a really good question. To talk a little bit about the issue, I guess I need to comment about how the Army deals with it. All the soldiers who prepare to deploy go through rigorous analysis and different assessments, mentally and physically, in order to make sure that they're prepared to go over there, and in order to compare because they'll go through the same set when they return, and to see what the difference is and to see if that specific soldier or individual needs help somehow to make sure that those issues get addressed.
Now, listen, I'm listening to the way you talk, and Celeste and I have talked about this on the program a lot, that there is a concern in the military, traditionally, that if you raise a hand on mental health issues, you've got a stigma attached to you. I don't hear any sense of that in your voice. Is that a generational shift?
You know, people talk about that stigma a lot, but every brief I've been to, every counseling session that someone's invited, you know, soldiers to go to, I've always heard them say that it's never an issue, and I've never seen it be one. You know, having some of my friends, my two brothers are in, and obviously I have a lot of associates that I serve with, and anybody that I've ever seen go through a counseling session or say, hey, you know, I have an issue and I need to talk to somebody, never seen negative action on that person. It's always been nothing but support from the command and the people that they deal with.
You joined the services, though, 2 years ago, so maybe, as John said, this is a change in generations between our among our servicemen.
You know, that's possible, but like I said, my brothers are in as well, and from them, they've been in a few more years than I have. Never heard anything about it, but maybe it's just something that they say in order to avoid it.
Well, there's plenty to prepare for, Army Specialist Clancy Henderson. You are on your way outbound to Iraq. When?
It'll be early next year.
Early next year.
Okay, Army Specialist Clancy Henderson is the U.S. Army's 2009 Soldier of the Year. He won the competition that's called the Army's Best Warrior. Congratulations to him. Coming up...
You know, we should talk to him when he gets back from Iraq. I mean, consider the shift in perspective that he will
have.
We're
talking about a highly decorated soldier. Yeah. This is not the only thing that he's won, and I would imagine that the skills that they've used are going to serve him well in the battlefield. But we'll see what he says when he comes back. Coming up, we continue the series Life in Fine Print. We're going to look at the little financial things that you find maybe on the back of your credit card bill that actually affect your life. New York Times for Finance reporter Louise Story tells us how to avoid ATM and bank fees a little later on.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.